And now it's time to play Good Thing, Bad Thing. Because every story has a flip side. Reservoirs, you know, those lake-like bodies of water? They provide flood control, irrigation, drinking water, electric power, recreation. Beautiful and environmentally friendly, no? Well, we have such great drinking water in New York because of these reservoirs, so, well, turns out maybe not. A recent study shows that reservoirs are also an unforeseen emitter of greenhouse gases. If you put all the reservoirs together, they produce as much methane and CO2 as the entire country of Canada, which is the 9th largest greenhouse gas-emitting country in the world. So why are reservoirs such a carbon contradiction? Joining me to discuss the good and the bad is John Harrison, Associate Professor, School of Environment at Washington State University in Vancouver, Washington. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thanks, Ira. It's great to be here.
Well, we've been building reservoirs for centuries. That's because they're very useful, so that's got to be a good thing, right?
Well, exactly right. Yes, reservoirs do a lot of really important things for the communities in which they reside, and you mentioned a number of them. In addition to those, if climate changes the way that it's supposed to, with more intense cycles of flooding and droughts, then reservoirs could really provide an important buffer against those changes.
Yeah, and but your research suggests that reservoirs contribute to global warming. So it's a good thing, bad thing. How does this actually happen with the reservoirs?
Yeah, well, so it turns out that reservoirs are a really good place to rot organic matter. And that makes a lot of methane. And methane is a really potent greenhouse gas. Mm. In fact, on a per molecule basis, it's about 35 times more potent than CO2.
So anything that falls in the reservoir, you know, that's organic is going to decompose and just fizzle out the methane.
That's right. Organic matter that's there when a reservoir is flooded will rot. Organic matter that flows in from upstream or grows in a reservoir will, when it rots in the absence of oxygen, can be converted to methane and then emitted to the atmosphere. And it turns out, like you said, when you add up all of the emissions of greenhouse gases from reservoirs around the world, that is a substantial source of greenhouse gas to the atmosphere. And you mentioned Canada. We don't have to beat up on Canada only. It's also a similar source in magnitude to important human sources like rice cultivation or the burning of biomass to make electricity. Mm. So it's a really important source, and yet it's not counted in the current UN accounting of greenhouse gases.
Are you suggesting we don't build reservoirs anymore? Is that what this research
suggests?
No,
not at all. No, absolutely not. And rather, we're trying to round out the picture of what happens when a river is dammed so that policymakers and the general public have a better understanding of the consequences of every reservoir that's built.
Yeah, so that we get a better idea of the emissions, the balance of greenhouse gases coming and going.
Yeah, and actually one thing they're really excited about is the potential to site reservoirs in ways that reduce greenhouse gas emissions to the atmosphere and to manage the organic matter inputs to reservoirs that lead to those greenhouse gases eventually.
Yeah, all that agricultural runoff and things like that. Thank you, John.
Yeah, sure.
Dr. John Harrison, Associate Professor in the School of Environment at Washington State University in Vancouver, Washington.